And cooldowns, what is your play? Because there's a lot of research coming out recently, like cooldowns, what the benefits are of them. Is there a limited benefit? Is it more what you do off the pitch as opposed to just that little cooldown window?
Yeah.
I quite like the kind of habit of just getting them to stretch for 5-10 minutes afterwards. What's your...
I mean, a cooldown traditionally is to bring the heart rate back down to normal.
Yep.
So we want to do that. We want to bring the temperature of the body back down a little bit as well. And we want to most definitely engage in some static stretching. So the static stretching at the end of a cooldown is about returning the muscle fibers back to the original length before all of those fast contractions occurring through gameplay and through the training. So we want to return the muscle length back to what it was pre-training.
Mm-hmm.
We want to cool the body down. We want to get them ready. But then it's not just enough to do that 15, 20 minutes after the game. Then, as we said, you have to have the 15-20 minutes of mobilization work every single day so that you can then improve movement quality.
Right, okay. So again, that movement quality.
Absolutely.
I think that's something the players can get, again, a massive bang for their buck. Is just a simple time investment, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not stressful. You can watch Netflix stretching.
Exactly.
I mean, it's an easy thing.
Yeah.